Let's begin with a word of prayer. Our gracious God, our Father in heaven, in this evening hour we come assembled into thine house, around about thy word, thankful, Lord, that we have this opportunity. Father, we come in confidence of the Spirit, knowing that with thee all things are possible. Lord, and thou dost fulfill and thou dost provide in a much greater measure than man can ever provide. And so we would come before thee now and ask thee that thou wouldst bless us. Bless our hearts, bless our minds, comfort us with thy word, and may we be attentive, Lord, to thy Spirit speaking and his still small voice as he would speak to us. This we do pray and ask in the blessed name of Jesus. Amen. For this evening's reading, let's turn to the Gospel according to St. Luke and read from chapter number 8 and beginning with verse number 41. Gospel according to Luke, chapter 8, beginning with verse number 41.
Nađena je Evanđelje po Luci, 8. glava, početak od 41. broj.
And behold, there came a man named Jairus, and he was a ruler of the synagogue. And he fell down at Jesus' feet and besought him that he would come into his house. For he had one only daughter, about 12 years of age, and she lay a dying. But as he went, the people thronged him. And a woman having an issue of blood 12 years, which had spent all her living upon physicians, neither could be healed of any, came behind him and touched the border of his garment, and immediately her issue of blood stanched. And Jesus said, "Who touched me?" When all denied, Peter and they that were with him said, "Master, the multitude throng thee and press thee, and sayest thou, who touched me?" And Jesus said, "Somebody hath touched me, for I perceive that virtue is gone out of me." And when the woman saw that she was not hid, she came trembling, and falling down before him, she declared unto him before all the people for what cause she had touched him, and how she was healed immediately. And he said unto her, "Daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace." While he yet spake, there cometh one from the rulers of the synagogue's house, saying unto him, "Thy daughter is dead. Trouble not the master." But when Jesus heard it, he answered him, saying, "Fear not, believe only, and she shall be made whole." And when he came into the house, he suffered no man to go in, save Peter and James and John, and the father and mother of the maiden. And all wept and bewailed her, but he said, "Weep not, she is not dead, but sleepeth." And they laughed him to scorn, knowing that she was dead. And he put them all out, and took her by the hand, and called, saying, "Maid, arise." And her spirit came again, and she arose straightway, and he commanded to give her meat. And her parents were astonished, and he charged them that they should tell no man what was done. I appreciated the thoughts that were shared in the prayer and how blessed our lives are when for even just for a time when we put aside our needs and our desires and perhaps our perspectives and just put that all aside and let the Spirit of God speak to our hearts and let him direct our minds and our perspectives, that we would be aligned with him and that he would bless us. And so my prayer is that this evening hour, that we could do that likewise, that whatever it is that's going through our thoughts and through our minds, that we can simply just put that all aside for a time and here focus on the Word and focus what Jesus Christ has done and the glory that he brought as he came here upon this earth and the light that comes through him and shines through him. We're so thankful that the Gospels have been written and that we have these accounts of what Jesus Christ has done while he was here upon this earth, the miracles that he did and the compassion that he showed, the love that he showed, and how he manifested himself over and over that he was the Christ, the Son of God, the Messiah. And so we have a portion of Scripture here where Jesus does reveal himself as the Son of God, as he who can do all things, and in a miraculous way on two accounts, separate from each other, independent from each other. And before this happened, earlier in the Gospel of Luke, Jesus says of himself that he's been prophesied of by Isaiah, where he says, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, the recovering of sight to the blind, and to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord." And so as we see these miracles and these events, these true events that happened here while Jesus was upon this earth, we see a fulfillment of this as he preached deliverance to the captives. And he has healed the brokenhearted. Here was a man, Jairus, who was brokenhearted. And here was a woman that had an issue of blood for 12 years that was brokenhearted. And he came to them and he fulfilled that prophecy. And so, for most of us here, probably every one of us here, this is a story that we've read in the past. We're familiar with this account, and perhaps we're not going to learn anything new here tonight, but it's a refreshing of our minds of what the power of Jesus Christ is and the compassion that he has and what the blessings of life accrue to us when we simply give ourselves over to the Lord and let him have his way and see what great things he does. So the Bible here says that there came a man named Jairus, and he was a ruler of the synagogues, and he fell down at Jesus' feet and besought him that he would come to his house. For he had one only daughter, about 12 years of age, and she lay a dying. But as he went, the people thronged him. So here it was. There were other rulers of other synagogues that told the people, you can come here on 6 days a week and you can be healed on those 6 days, but don't come on the Sabbath. And otherwise derided Jesus. But here was a ruler of a synagogue that had a compassionate heart for his one daughter, and he knew who Jesus was. He knew that Jesus had the power to heal his daughter. And his daughter was yet alive, but she was dying. She was breathing her last breaths. And it was only a matter of time before she would expire from this life. And he had a great need. And so he came to Jesus. And so right there is a lesson that we can take, is that when we have a great need, there is one that we can go to, and that is Jesus. And we can come before Jesus, just as Jairus came before Jesus and fell down at Jesus' feet, that we can come and petition the Lord with a broken heart, a contrite spirit, and know that God hears our prayers, and he desires to give of his blessings to us. And so his petition, this ruler of the synagogue, was that Jesus would come and heal his only daughter, who was about 12 years of age, because she was dying. But there was a dilemma, because as they went, the people thronged him. There was a multitude there, and there was a crowd, and it was difficult to make progress quickly to Jairus' house because of this multitude, this throng that's hampering this progress. And so it says, "And a woman having an issue of blood, 12 years, which had spent all her living upon physicians, neither could be healed of any, came behind him and touched the border of his garment, and immediately her issue of blood stanched." And so it was, when we consider these two scenarios that were happened, these are independent individuals having independent lives. Here was Jairus' household, and then here was this woman that had the issue of blood. 12 years had passed for both of them. In Jairus' household, perhaps there was great joy. They had a daughter. It was only one, but at least they had a daughter. And they probably had very pleasant and good experiences with raising their one daughter. And there was probably joy in that home. And that's probably why Jairus was so anxious to get Jesus to his house to heal his one and only daughter so that they can continue in this life that they had together. Conversely, here was a woman who had an issue of blood for 12 years. She was sick. She was constantly battling with this issue that she had, physical issue, and it was going on for the last 12 years. So for the last 12 years, there was two different atmospheres that these individuals lived in. Jairus had a desire that Jesus would get to his house quickly. This woman had a desire that I just need to touch the border of his garment and I'll be healed. And so she does. But she doesn't want to make a scene about it. She doesn't want to stop the throng. She doesn't want to make a scene. She simply just wants to come up behind, touch the border of his garment, and become healed. And so it was that she did come up behind him and touch the border of his garment, and immediately her issue of blood stanched. And Jesus said, "Who touched me?" And when all denied, Peter and they that were with him said, "Master, the multitude thronged thee and pressed thee, and sayest thou, who touched me?" So here it is, this throng, they're making their way to Jairus' house, and certainly there was much noise and much talking, and they're all jostling and trying to get their way closer to Jesus Christ. And all these things are happening, and Jesus speaks up now, and he says, "Who touched me?" And apparently everybody becomes quiet. Everybody denies, "It wasn't me, it wasn't me." They all denied that they were touching Jesus. And then Peter speaks up and with reality says, "The Master, the multitude thronged thee and pressed thee, and sayest thou, who touched me?" Everybody was touching him. Everybody was trying to reach for Jesus. Everybody wanted to be in his presence. Everybody wanted to be close to him as that throng made their way to Jairus' house. But Jesus responds to Peter and says, "Somebody hath touched me, for I perceive that virtue is gone out of me." Or what Jesus could have said is that somebody hath touched me in faith, for I perceive that virtue or power is gone out of me. He sensed that there was somebody that had faith in the multitude. There was somebody that believed. There was somebody who experienced the power of the Son of God. Jesus knew that. And Jesus knows all things. Jesus knows our needs. Jesus knows our thoughts. And so when the woman saw that she was not hid, she came trembling and falling down before him, just as Jairus fell down before him. She comes down and falls before him, and she declares unto him before all the people for what cause she had touched him and how she was healed immediately. There was no denying it. There was no changing the story a little bit. She just simply said in front of the whole multitude, witnessed to them, and spoke to Jesus. More than simply what Luke recorded here. And in detail of for what cause she had touched him. And how she had that faith that if she just touched the border of his garment, that she would be healed. And so it was. Here it was that it happened immediately. In verse number 44, it says that immediately her issue of blood stanched. It stopped. Immediately. There was no more bleeding. It stopped. Immediately. And then when she's conveying to Jesus and the multitude hearing the story of how she had this issue of blood and how she was healed immediately when she touched Jesus, that these things happened immediately. And she can convey that immediately. And again, we have to think now of Jairus. He's probably getting a little anxious here. He's probably thinking, come on, let's get this progress going. This lady is stopping the progress toward my house. And so Jesus responds to this woman and says, "Daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace." Be of good comfort. That's what Jesus Christ came to provide us, comfort. And when he left, he said, "I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you." And so he tells this woman who suffered for these 12 years with this health issue and says, "Be of good comfort. Thy faith hath made thee whole, and now go in peace." So many times in our lives too, we're distraught about things. We have difficulties in our lives. But when we reach out to Jesus in faith and believe that he can help us through whatever situation it is that we are going through, he will either provide grace to get us through that situation, or he will provide a solution to that situation. Either way, Jesus will provide. And so he tells one and all, "Be of good comfort. Thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace." We can have this comfort. We can have this peace. We have great, great hospital systems in Northeast Ohio. We have some of the best in the nation, probably in the world, here in Northeast Ohio. But they can't provide peace. They can't provide grace. They can't provide comfort. They can't provide those things. Only Jesus can. Only Jesus can. So may that be a lesson for us as well, that we would turn to the Lord in all things and beseech him. So while Jesus yet spake, things are happening rapidly here. In one perspective, and perhaps not in Jairus's perspective, but the Bible here says, while he yet spake, while he's speaking to this woman who was suffering for 12 years, it says that there cometh one from the ruler of the synagogue's house, from Jairus's house, saying, "Thy daughter is dead. Trouble not the master." They knew who Jesus was, and they were calling him master. But can we imagine how Jairus at this time had simply just become deflated? Hope was gone. This was it. It's too bad. If Jesus could have just moved along more quickly, perhaps the scenario could have been different. But I guess it's not going to be that way. My daughter is dead. Can you remember? Can we just simply imagine the sorrow that he had in his heart at this time? And the Bible doesn't say that he said anything. Jairus didn't say anything, but it says that Jesus spoke up. It says that when Jesus heard it, he answered him, saying, "Fear not, believe only, and she shall be made whole." Don't fear. Don't fear. Don't be disappointed. Believe only, and she shall be made whole. Jairus just heard she's dead. But here Jesus is saying, she shall be made whole. Fear not, believe only. And we've had messages recently about faith, and we understand faith, and we understand its purpose and its role in our lives, and we understand the value of faith. But perhaps it cannot be spoken of enough that our faith needs to be anchored in Jesus Christ and in him wholly. There is no other man, no other institution, no other program, nothing that can take do what Jesus can do. And so he says, "Fear not, believe only." Jesus in Mark's Gospel once said, "If thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth." This is the faith that we need to have. The woman had that faith. And perhaps Jairus at this time started to believe more and trust a little more, because then they made their progression and they made their way then continued to go on to Jairus' house. And it says, and when they came into the house, he suffered no man to go in save Peter and James and John and the father and the mother of the maiden. And so it was that here it is, just a small group. They made their way into the house, and the multitude, that throng that came along, perhaps the woman that had the issue of blood, perhaps she was there as well. And they were to wait outside the house. And they made their way into the house. And as they get into the house, the Bible says that all wept, those that were there already in the house, all wept and bewailed her. But he said, weep not, she is not dead, but sleepeth. He knew what life was. He knew that he was the giver of life. And again, he came to give comfort. And so he tells them, weep not, she is dead, but she is not dead, but sleepeth. Again, Jesus' desire to do these good works and to show himself that he is the Son of God, to perform these miracles that men would have faith to believe that he is the chosen one, the Messiah, Emmanuel. And so he had goodwill toward those that were in the house. He had goodwill toward Jairus and his wife. He had goodwill toward that man that came to bring the message that his daughter was dead and not to trouble not the master. Jesus had goodwill toward all of them. They didn't so much in return. It says they laughed him to scorn, knowing that she was dead. But Jesus wasn't moved by that. He put them all out, had them to be excused out of the house, and he takes her by the hand, the 12-year-old girl, and called, saying, "Maid, arise." And just as he did with Lazarus, said, "Lazarus, come forth." Here he tells the girl, "Maid, arise." And it says, her spirit came again, and she arose straightway. Just as the issue of blood stanched immediately, the little girl arose straightway, immediately, and he commanded to give her meat. And her parents were astonished. Her parents were astonished. Jesus, who can do all things, he says, fear not, believe only. He tells all mankind today, fear not, believe only. With God, all things are possible. A beautiful message that Jesus brings. If thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. And so the parents were astonished. They had their little girl back. Their life was good again. It didn't matter so much that there was this incident along the way that the throng was stopped because this woman had the issue of blood. That didn't hinder the ability of Jesus Christ to bring healing and make his daughter whole again. It didn't stop that at all. Jesus can do all things. And there's another lesson there for us as well, that sometimes we may feel that things aren't progressing quick enough. Answer to our prayer or a situation that we might be going through is taking longer than expected. God can do all things. And with him, nothing is impossible. If thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. So the parents were astonished. And Jesus, as he was leaving the house, could have said to those people that laughed him to scorn, he could have said to them, see, I told you, she was just sleeping. But that's not Jesus. That's not who Jesus is. Neither should that be any of our attitude as well. Our attitude always should be giving praise to God and giving him honor and glory. But he charged the parents that they should tell no man what was done. Jesus had done all things well. He had done great things. And when he did these great things, many desired to make him a king, an earthly king. But that's not why he came here upon this earth. He didn't come up to set up an earthly kingdom. He came up to set up a heavenly kingdom, a kingdom that fades not away, a kingdom that will be there throughout all eternity. And he's calling us to have faith, to believe only, to fear not, but to believe only. There were the woman who touched his garment had fear initially. She had fear. Later she had joy when she was healed. Jairus had fear as well that his daughter was dying, and if this throng wasn't going to move fast enough, he was going to lose his daughter. He had fear as well. But in the end, he was astonished. That fear turned to astonishment. So many good lessons from a truth of a scripture is this, and we see the beauty of Christ's miracles here upon this earth. They were many, and as John records in his gospel, that many more could have been written of his miracles, but sufficient has been written in God's word that we would believe, and that believing we might have life through his name. And so it may be that when we've come to the end of our resources, when we've come to the end of our abilities, that we would fear not, believe only, have faith in God, and know that with him all things are possible, and he will reward us richly for our faith that we would have in him. May God bless his word upon our hearts. Amen.
12 years of joy for the parents as their child was with them, an only child. And 12 years of loneliness and despair for this woman. By the Mosaic law, she would have been unclean. She would have been excommunicated. She felt that loneliness, that despair, that for 12 years. And it says here that she spent everything she had to try to get healed. Where could Jairus go? Where could this woman go but to Jesus? The brother prayed that we have Jesus, and that's all we need. And do we really, really have that conviction and that in our heart? He is all I need. Because if that is how we feel in our soul, deep within us, we will have a completely different disposition. Here we see a woman who's coming to him. Behind him, hiding, just to touch his garment. And a power from Christ, Jesus, goes into her. New life was given to her. Christ's life is now going through her veins, coursing through her veins, gave her new life. It's how we need to be. He is all like. There's no one that could help her. Only he could. And we need to understand that there's no one that can help us. Only he can. And when we go to him, a virtue will go from him into us. He will give us his life. He will give us new life. And we will go in the power of the Spirit. And as this woman comes across, Jairus is patiently waiting. Come on, come on. My daughter's dying. But Jesus is never late. And he simply tells him, fear not. That's for the moment. That's all we need to hear. For this moment, no fear. For the future, believe. That's all we need to know. Don't fear and believe. That takes care of the present, takes care of the future. And Jesus calls just the mother, father, Peter, as it's listed here, James and John in, and he just takes the little girl by the hand and says, "Maid, arise." Two words. He speaks every time he healed or brought someone back from the dead. He spoke directly to that person. And she arose immediately. Not for her sake. He didn't bring her back to life for her sake, into all the troubles of life. He brought her back for her parents' sake. And dear ones, when we look at this beautiful stories here that come out, we have to ask ourselves, do we go to him in this same faith as these parents did, this father, a ruler of the synagogue? He was somewhere in the rankings. I don't know the exact rankings, but he was in there somewhere. He wasn't the chief of the synagogue, but he was below him somewhere. But he was a ruler. He was a Pharisee. He knew the law. He knew it very well, or he couldn't have been a ruler. Where did he turn? In his desperation, he turned to Jesus. And so, dear ones, without him, we are in the exact same despair as this woman was, as Jairus was. Without him, we have nothing. But let's, as we prayed, that we truly would feel that way, that with him, we need nothing else. We will be much more filled with joy. We will be filled with more peace. We will be filled with more fruit. We will be more pleasing to him. Our lights will shine brighter when he is all we need. All we need to do is reach out to him and to touch him, and his power comes into us. Amen.